stuck you in looking for clues, but that just made you more confused. You just need to... Hey everyone, welcome back to Truth or Trouble. I'm your host, Macy Ann, and today we're diving into a topic that's, well, definitely going to stir some opinions, and that is what we're here for. We're talking about feminism, what it used to mean, what it's become, and why I believe modern feminism in 2025 isn't feminism at all. Now, before you click off or think this is a whole woman-hating rant, please hear me out. I am a woman. I love being a woman. This isn't about tearing women down. It's about asking what happened to the version of feminism that actually built women up. So grab your headphones, your food, your drink, whatever you got, because we're going to talk truth. Whew! Let's rewind for a second. When feminism started, it was about equality and respect, not confusion and chaos. The first wave was women saying, hey, we're just as capable as men. We deserve to vote. We deserve to work. We deserve to own property and be heard. Those women like Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, and Harriet Tubman, they weren't fighting to erase womanhood. They were fighting to celebrate it. Then later in the 60s and 70s, women fought for equal opportunity to go to school, to have careers, to be paid fairly. It was about empowerment, not enlightenment. And I, if y'all know me, I blame COVID for everything, everything. I blame COVID for our mental illness today. I blame COVID for people thinking that they can transition into whatever they want. I blame COVID for a lot of this stuff, a lot of this crap that's going on. But then something happened. Over the years, feminism became less about freedom and more about frustration, less about choice, more about control. We went from women should be free to choose to women who choose differently are the enemy. If you're a stay-at-home mom, they call you brainwashed. If you want to get married young, they say you're setting women back 50 years. If you love being feminine, you're told you're catering to the patriarchy. That's not freedom. That is pure pressure with some lipstick. And honestly, I think a lot of women are silently tired of it. And I'm not silently tired of it. I'm just loudly tired of it. I am very, very tired of it. Because we can see that something isn't right. We can feel that something's been twisted. And if you believe, if you're a woman out there listening and you're like, something has been twisted, you are not alone because it has been twisted and you are not crazy. If someone tells you you're crazy thinking that this is twisted, then they're messed up in their brain. And I blame it on COVID. Somewhere along the way, feminism stopped being about empowering women and started being about defending ideologies. You can't even say women anymore without offending someone. You have to say person with a uterus. Excuse me? Like, come on. We've replaced words that define who we are with labels that strip away everything feminine about us. And now the movement that was supposed to protect women's rights is being used to erase women entirely. Let's talk about sports. If y'all know me, I did volleyball. I did club. High school, I ran track and field. I was a sporty girl. I love sports. I'm athletic. If you know one thing about volleyball, or you just seen men's volleyball versus women's volleyball, you know that you don't even have to know the game of volleyball. You don't even have to be athletic. A man can crush that ball on the other side of the net and not be athletic whatsoever. And the fact that we even have to discuss that there's even a problem with males competing or playing with women is ridiculous. There are young girls training their whole lives for college scholarships. A lot of my friends are. I was one of them. And then I decided just give it up. But they eat clean. They work hard. They push themselves to the limit. They have trainers. They are training every single day for hours and hours. And then they're told that they have to compete against a biological male who went through puberty as a male, built muscle mass as a male, and now identifies as a female. They lose their records. They lose their confidence. And when they speak up, they're told, be quiet, that is transphobic. How is that equality?
How is that feminism? It's not. It's discrimination against women dressed up as progress. And you know what's worse? It's women who speak up about it, even feminists, get attacked by other feminists. Riley Gaines, Peyton McNabb. Peyton McNabb got concussed by a male in her high school game. Concussed by a male. Because that male was stronger than her. That's usually how males are. They're usually stronger than women. When did disagreeing become hate? When did the truth become offensive? Grow up, people. Sometimes we can't always care for people's feelings, and we just need to care for the truth and what's safe. Let's talk about another controversial topic, abortion. Now, I know this one hits deep for a lot of people, but I want to speak from the heart here and not hate. Old school feminism was about women valuing life, valuing the power of bringing life into the world. Modern feminism tells women that their strength is ending a life, murdering a life. We've gone from my body, my choice, to my convenience, my right. And I get it, life is complicated. Everyone has some complication in their life, trust me. But somewhere along the line, or the way, abortion became marketed like empowerment, like it's self-care. That's not empowerment, that's pain being rebranded as power. Are you really going to look at a woman, say you're a feminist, and be like, you go murder that baby? You're not going to say murder because we've been brainwashed into thinking that abortion is healthcare, that is protecting the mother, that is okay, that's just a clump of cells. Lies, 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 lies. Real feminism would say you are strong enough to face hard choices. You are capable enough to be a mom and build a life. You are valuable, and so is the life inside you. We should be uplifting, we should be lifting women up, not encouraging them to carry trauma they will live with forever. They're not going to forget about an abortion. They're not. Now let's shift gears, because I think this one is huge right now, is the whole body positivity movement. If you've been watching, listening to my podcast, the last week's episode was about the whole Victoria's Secret supermodel and the runway show. And I highly recommend y'all watching it, because I really put in my input with the whole role models and body positivity. But it was meant to say everybody deserves love and respect. And yes, 100% true. But over the time, it's turned into something dangerous. Now, like, being unhealthy is called being empowering. We've gone from celebrating curves to celebrating medical obesity. From love yourself to don't you dare try to change. And that's not love. That is fear disguised as acceptance. I've seen influencers post, if you exercise, you're fat phobic. If you exercise, you are fat phobic, is what I've seen influencers say. Or diet culture is toxic. No. Shame is toxic. But taking care of your body is respect. Your body isn't your enemy. It's your home. And if you love your home, you take care of it. If you don't love your home, well, you don't have to be a size 2. But you also, I'm not even a size 2, okay? Like, you don't, I'm not telling you you have to be a size 2. I'm not saying you have to be skinny like a supermodel. I'm not saying that whatsoever. But you also shouldn't be told that being 300 pounds is normal. It's not normal. It's not about looks. It's about health and truth. The same people saying we care about women's health are promoting the things that destroy it. That's not empowerment. That's marketing. We need to get back to what real self-love looks like. Nourishing your body, moving your body, respecting your body. That's what real feminism should promote and should always promote. And you know what really made me stop and think recently was when big magazines like Glamour UK and others started naming biological men as Women of the Year. This was actually on my For You page. I was scrolling on TikTok and I'm just like scrolling and I see a picture and I'm like, okay, cool. But then like it kept on like showing up on my For You page. So I was like, okay, maybe I should just like look at it. And it was like front cover, UK magazine, Women of the Year. All trans women. I didn't know men could represent Women of the Year. Like, all biological men representing Women of the Year. Huh. And listen, this isn't about hate. This is about definition. When a magazine that's supposed to celebrate women starts redefining what that even means, it sends a confusing message for everyone. Because if you keep erasing the line of what women even is, how are we supposed to celebrate women for being women? It's not about being mean. It's about being clear. It's about giving people the truth and not lying to them. When platforms that used to highlight female strength now highlight anyone who simply identifies as a female, it watered down what the generation of real women fought for. We should be celebrating women for what makes them biologically and beautifully unique. Not erasing that difference for the sake of being trendy, that's not empowerment. And it's okay to say that out loud. It is okay. I can't even believe that magazine did that, but this is where we come to. This is why we need to talk about it. I think every woman needs to talk about it with their friends, with anyone. You shouldn't feel ashamed of saying this. Because real feminists would be talking about how this is an issue. And you know what's wild? Even inside the whole gender identity conversation, some people who identify as trans have started speaking up or have been speaking up about the fairness of women's sports and privacy and in locker rooms. Another thing that came up on my For You page was this woman got her gym membership taken away because she was naked in her gym locker room. It was a women's locker room. And there was a trans woman, a biologically male, in the locker room. Yet she got her gym membership removed because she felt uncomfortable with a man in the women's locker room. Right. But she gets her gym membership taken away. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. He has this whole function going on in a woman's restroom. If anything, he should be out of that gym. He shouldn't even be in the restroom. And anything, that gym, those employees, they should be fired for not taking him out and saying, hey, you just can't go in there. This is for biologically XX chromosome women. But the fact that they were like, we don't really know what we can do. And then she gets her gym membership revoked. Ridiculous. And it's almost ironic that the clearest voices on protecting women's categories sometimes come from outside of them. Caitlyn Jenner, like, you make me laugh because I know you're a trans woman, but like, I just love what you are doing for women. And I feel like you're the most feminist man out there. And honestly, that just shows how messy this issue has become when people across the different sides of the debate start agreeing that we need to protect fairness for biological women in competitions and in safety-based spaces like the locker rooms, like the bathrooms. Because I'm telling you, if I was a mother, if you are a mother, you do not want your daughter in the restroom with a grown man. And what if they're not even trans women? Like, we're now going to have pedos saying that they're trans. And they're just going to want to see women in the restroom. It's disgusting. A restroom is a private place. A locker room is a private place. If we have to separate a man and a woman, then that's a private place. The point isn't who's saying it. The point is that even people who see gender differently are noticing the same problem, that women deserve fairness, boundaries, and clarity. That keeps the tone firm, clear, and thought-provoking without singling anyone out personally or turning the topic into something hostile. And here's another lie. Modern feminism sells that being feminine is weakness. Somewhere along the way, we decided that femininity wasn't something to apologize for. You wear makeup. You wear makeup. You're insecure. You shave your legs. You're oppressed. You want to stay at home with your kids. You've been brainwashed. And honestly, that's exhausting. What's wrong with liking the color pink? What's wrong with wanting to smell good, look good, and feel good? There is nothing wrong with being feminine. Femininity doesn't mean you're less powerful. It means you're confident enough to embrace who you are. Real feminism should allow women to choose to be strong or soft or both, because real strength is having the freedom to be exactly who you are without being shamed for it. I think that's why so many women feel lost right now. We're being told that womanhood is outdated, that is something to fight, not something to embrace. But womanhood is beautiful. It's nurturing, it's fierce, it's emotional, it's steady, it's everything the world needs more of, not less. We need it. So where do we go from here? How do we reclaim what feminism was meant to be? I think it starts with honesty and the truth. We have to be brave enough to say not everything trendy is true. It's okay to love being a woman. It's okay to protect womanhood. It's okay to believe in boundaries, biology, and basic truth. You can support equality without supporting everything labeled as feminist. That's the part that people forget. And disagree isn't hate. Calling something empowerment doesn't make it healthy. Maybe feminism doesn't need to disappear. Maybe it just needs to grow up again. Like, we all need to grow up again, okay? You are powerful because you're a woman, not because you act like a man. You are beautiful when you take care of yourself, not when you destroy yourself for likes. You are strong when you tell the truth, even when it's unpopular. That's the kind of feminism that changes the world, not the kind that trends for a week and then disappears. So yeah, feminism in 2025. It's lost its roots, but I believe it can be found again if more women start speaking up calmly, truthfully, unapologetically. We can rebuild a version of feminism that actually means something. One that celebrates being healthy, being kind, being strong, being real, being truthful. We can bring back the balance where women are proud to be women again. That's what I want for the next generation. Hopefully we can get there. That's what I want for the TikTok generation. It goes, oh, our TikTok generation is not doing so good. But girls who know that strength doesn't mean rebellion and softness doesn't mean weakness, we can be both. If you're listening and nodding along, share this episode with a friend who needs a little wake-up call. And if you're not nodding, that's okay too. Truth or trouble isn't about comfort. It's about clarity and the truth. All right, guys, that's all for today's episode of Truth or Trouble. If this episode made you think, even if you don't agree, share it, talk about it, tag me at MacyAnn.2 or at Truth or Trouble. Let's start a real conversation about what feminism should be. Bye, guys. Just let it pass through. Just put it past you.